We're going to keep it with politics at the moment. We have Fine Gael councillor Seamus Cussey Fitzgerald, who we had thought was leaving politics at the next election in June, but that's not the case. Seamus Cussey Fitzgerald, good morning to you, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Jerry, and good morning to your listeners.
Tell me the journey you've been on, from deciding, look, you've had enough, to saying, no, I want to give it another go.
Well, I suppose last September I announced that I wouldn't be contesting the council elections in June of this year. And at the time, when I made the decision, I thought there some candidate would come forward from the West Kerry area, from the West Kerry Gaeltacht. 6 months has gone by and nobody put up their hand to say they were interested in contesting the election. And as time moved on, up to Christmas, still nobody, and the party had contacted me maybe around Christmas time to see had I identified anyone. I said, look, I spoke to a few people, but nobody seems to be interested, and I left it alone for another while. And also since Christmas then, there were people coming to me, my constituents and they were asking me to would I reconsider myself, and they gave good reasons, I suppose, that I was there 25 years, and that I was a solid candidate, that I was a solid councillor, that I was a reliable councillor, that they could depend on me, and that I suppose would tell them as it was, you know, any issue that came up, I just tell them straight what it was or how to deal with it. And even as late as last Sunday morning, after the St. Patrick's Day parade in Dingle, I met a lady in Main Street, and she had the same discussion with me to reconsider. And look, during the time I was looking at it anyway, reconsidering. So my party headquarters had come to me there around the end of February again, and
did they ask you to reconsider?
Yes. And we had discussions, and I said, look, see how you get on with the executive, the headquarters and all that, because they may have a different view on it. And it was only last Tuesday night and the night before Leo Varadkar announced his resignation, and I called from headquarters to say my name was being added, and that they had informed Brendan Griffin and Tommy Griffin as well. So that's how it planned out, and that's how it is at the moment.
Okay, and when it comes to that, how much of a part of your decision to go again was because of what else had happened? The sort of people who were retiring or leaving, Jim Finucane's, Councillor Patrick Connors-Gardine, Aoife Thornton, Brendan Griffin himself, that the party needs solid performers.
Well, I suppose that, they all made their decisions on their own merit. But the bottom line is I like doing the work I do. I like helping people. And if I think there's a possibility of getting something over the line, getting a positive result, I like that. And that's how I see my role as a county council. I was helping local groups to get projects over the line in whatever way I can. Also, I suppose, meeting constituents and helping them with form filling, et cetera, all that type of work on the ground, which is very, very important. And that's how I see my role as a councillor. And that's how I've always operated, working with committees and working with individuals to make their lives or to make the community in which they live in a better place. And that's what I like, that kind of work. I find it very satisfying. Obviously, one has to be very resilient, especially with projects, because only last week there I was involved in the project since 2018, which is almost 6 years ago, and only the first phase is completed now. And it'll be ready to open to the public next week or the week after. So it takes that kind of resilience to get projects through nowadays, because there's a lot of paperwork and a lot of bureaucracy. And people find that very frustrating, and sometimes they just walk away and throw their hands up in the sky and say, this is too slow for me or whatever. So I just stick at it and stay with it, because if it was a good project 8 years ago or whatever, it's still a good project today, and that's how I see it, and that's how I always operate.
Mm. Seamus, what would you say to those who would say, look, you announced your retirement or you announced you were leaving, is your heart really in it? Do you have the stomach for another 5 years if you're elected?
It is. I like to do what I'm doing. I like to be involved in projects. I like getting projects over the line. I mentioned a number of reasons there why I like doing that. There's a lot of work yet to be done, which I'd like to see over the get over the line. For instance, the continuation of the N86, which is a big bugbear of mine. I'm very disappointed that the TII didn't fund it again this year, despite numerous requests and letters being sent to the relevant minister and even to the senior, asking to provide funding to carry the next do the next phase of the N86 from Roscoll to Lisbon. Also, I suppose the whole Irish water infrastructure program, it seems to have been part, especially in relation to getting wastewater treatments for Castle Gregory, the village of Castle Gregory, the village of Monascal, and the village of Ennifort, because until these wastewater projects are delivered in these respective villages and areas, housing is kind of stalled.
And development can't happen, and that's part of your plan if you're elected for the next 5 years. Seamus, final brief point in the time we've left. Do you hope Brendan Griffin, would you like to see Brendan Griffin come back into things if the speculation proves to be correct and he's offered a senior role at national level?
I would, of course. I always find Brendan to be a fine TD and a very respectable TD and a hard-working TD. And obviously, it'd be great if he did come back. Now, I haven't been speaking to Brendan. I did hear him on Radio Kerry last Thursday or Friday. I forget what day. And he was
Thursday, yeah.
He was Thursday, but he wasn't. But there are reports in the papers over the weekend that he may reconsider. I don't know. I haven't been talking to him, but I'd love to see him back as a candidate to contest the next general election.
Okay. All right, Seamus, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for talking to us and best of luck in the campaign to come. The Seamus Cussie Fitzgerald on his change of heart. He's going to be running. He's been at it for Fine Gael in the Castle Island Corcaguina constituency. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the show.